This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, Ready or Not's bite-sized, tip-based podcast helping you to make work, work. I am Loz, and today we're tackling a topic that can make even the smoothest routine a bit bumpy: managing daylight savings with kids. Whether you are turning the clock backwards or forwards, I never remember which one it is, adjusting to a time change can be tricky, but I've got some actionable tips to help make the transition smoother for everybody. I remember when my daughter was one-ish. She would have literally been one and a couple of weeks. We were in a really, what I thought to be, good routine. And when daylight savings was rolling around, all I could think about was, oh my God, this is going to mess everything up. She's going to be up at the crack of dawn. Then she won't go to sleep. It's now really light. Like, what a frigging disaster. Two kids later, I'm less concerned about it. Like, it is just an hour. It is not going to ruin your life. You are going to be okay. But at the time, I would have liked to have known, without having to ask 1,000 people, what do people actually do? Or do you just do nothing at all? Here is what I found. And of course, do what works for you. I've tried both. Number one, gradually adjust bedtimes. One of the easiest ways to ease the transition is to gradually adjust your child's bedtime. So about a week before the time change, start shifting their bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes earlier or later, depending on whether you're gaining or losing an hour. This gradual shift helps their internal clock adjust more naturally, reducing the shock of a sudden change. I will say this is far easier when you have smaller children who have a very set bedtime. This may not be the case for my four-year-old, whose bedtime ranges by about 45 minutes each night, but it is very helpful when they're little. Number two, stick to a consistent routine. I've said this a million times before. This is just my personal opinion. I really do believe that kids thrive on routine, so try to keep their daily schedule as consistent as possible. Maintain their regular meal times, their naps, their bedtime routines. Consistency for our family helps our children to adapt to the new time without feeling too disrupted. Number three, look at your bedtime environment. As the time change approaches, most likely either it's going to get lighter in the mornings or lighter at night, depending which way you're going. Coming up, it's going to get much lighter at night. Invest in some good blockout blinds. It will make your life so much easier. I still use blockout blinds and Sienna is nearly four. Like, that is how much I love them. If, unlike me, blackout blinds are not your jam, totally fine. Make sure you're still doing all the things that you would normally do in that wind down to bedtime. So dim the lights, read your kid their favorite book, keep the noise levels low. A consistent pre-sleep routine helps to signal to your child that it is time to wind down, which will make it easier for them to adjust to this new bedtime. Number four, some researchers say get plenty of morning sunlight. So exposure to natural light in the morning helps reset the body's internal clock. Take your kids outside for a walk or playtime early in the day to help them adjust to the new schedule. Morning sunlight signals to their bodies that it's time to wake up and be active, which can help them adapt to the time change more quickly. This is not something I have personally done. I personally find it quite difficult to get out of the house at an early time. Like, if the sun is rising, I'm most likely in bed. But research does suggest that morning sunlight can play a big factor for your internal body clock. Number five, adjust mealtimes gradually. So just like with bedtime, try shifting mealtimes by 10 to 15 minutes in the days leading up to this time change. This helps your child's body clock adjust to the new schedule without causing too much disruption to their eating routine. It sounds so bizarre, but for us, dinner every night is at 5:30. 15 minutes makes a huge difference in terms of like mood, energy levels, agitation levels. When it comes to daylight savings, one thing that I do now is really monitor that mealtime. So I'm prepping and dragging it out gradually. Number six, be patient and flexible. I mean, this goes without saying. Remember that everybody is adjusting to daylight savings, especially for little ones. Be patient and flexible as your family gets used to a new schedule. It may take a few days for everybody's sleep patterns to settle into a new time. So just try to be understanding and keep a positive attitude. Also remember that this small hour is most likely not going to mess up whatever routine you have in place longer term. It is going to be a couple of days of maybe later bedtimes or earlier bedtimes or earlier wake ups or whatever it might look like, but it's not permanent. So please just take a deep breath and know that whatever you've put in place, it will continue. This is just like a little blip. Number 7, use a clock with a visual cue. So for younger children, a clock with a visual cue like a night light or a color changing clock can help them understand when it's time to sleep or wake up. This can make the transition easier and give them a sense of routine, even if they're struggling with the time change. Personally, those clocks don't seem to work with my daughter. Like I will say to her, hey, make sure you get up when the sun's coming up, when it's orange. She's like, yeah, yeah, it's orange. I'm like, babe, it's still blue. Like, no. But I've heard so much success from other friends around these clocks. So if your little one thrives on structure, this could be something that will work for them. Lastly, monitor sleep patterns. So keep an eye on your child's sleep patterns and adjust them if needed. If they're having trouble falling asleep or waking up too early, try tweaking their bedtime or morning routine. Sometimes a little fine-tuning is all it takes to get back on track. And yes, this can genuinely mean 10 to 15 minutes of adjustment. Like if there's one thing I learned from attending sleep school, 15 minutes is crucial when it comes to overtired versus undertired, etc. So make sure you know that even little tweaks can have a big impact. And there you have it. Some practical strategies to manage daylight savings with kids. By making gradual adjustments and keeping routines consistent, you can help your little ones navigate the time change with minimal fuss. And just to end this on, I will also say it happens twice a year. You can be as prepared as you want and things can still go wrong. I was hyper-focused on daylight savings when I had one child. And now that I have two, I'm like, oh, do you know what? If it's lighter at night, we'll just stay up a bit later and hopefully they'll sleep in, which they never do. But I've become a bit more relaxed. So for my younger one, I will definitely take my own advice and transition over probably 3 to 4 days beforehand. But for my older one, I'm like, oh, do you know what? Life's too short. If you have any tips or tricks for handling daylight savings with kids or any great hacks, I'd love to hear them. Please DM us at readyornot.pod. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if you have enjoyed any of Ready or Not's episodes. And until next time, keep calm, stay flexible, and remember, you're doing a bloody great job.